The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He is going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to talk about the current issues, just deriving one more point of reflection, that the Western politicians always preach to the rest of the world about the importance of democracy, especially freedom of speech. And it becomes even more important when they want to insult our prophet. You know, you go to the authorities, especially in Europe, they say our hands are tied. This is our cardinal faith, you know, freedom of speech, we cannot stop people. During peacetime, you know, everything is fine. But the real worth of a society and a community is during the time of conflict. That is where really you see that people really believe in the values that they are preaching. Or is it just lip service? Or just a means of propaganda? You know, the Gaza conflict has revealed the true nature of the political elite in the West. And I'm using the word here, political elite, because we see there is a difference on the streets of the capitals of the Western countries and what the governments are saying. They are not on the same page. And it exposes their, hypocrisy. Look at the media. Right in the beginning, the days of the Gaza conflict, MSNBC basically reassigned three journalists, Muslims one, from their normal show where they were hosting. So they are not saying that, oh, we are dismissing them, or we are reassigning their duties. Yesterday, you know, MSNBC canceled the shows of one of them, and there's already a backlash against it about it, because it seems there is an attempt to silence one of the most prominent Muslims on air, because he doesn't shy away from challenging his guests, whether they are American, Europeans, or Israelis. You know, one of his latest interview with the advisor to Israeli Prime Minister on social media, it has about 6 million views, where he actually challenges him, and this fellow on the other side was not able to respond, just went around and around. And the question was very important. He said, what if there were terrorists in a housing complex or a building in Tel Aviv? Are you going to bomb that building? Or if the terrorists are hiding in a school and the students are still there, in order to eliminate the terrorists, are you going to bomb the school? And he said, oh, no, you know, the Hamas is using civilians as the front. And he goes around and around. At the end, he said, you didn't answer my question. And it's a point of reflection. And this is his courage to be able to even, you know, challenge his guest on that way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them more power and courage, inshallah. And it's not only the media. Even if you look at the academia, which is supposed to be a place where the scholars are free to investigate, research, and present their conclusion to their students. The latest example is the University of California. Because there were conflicts at the not physical conflicts, but, you know, both groups from this issue of the conflict were there, having their own protest march. You know, the president of the University of California system basically mentioned in the board meeting that we are investing $2 million for the program, where one of the points is mentioned is that so that we may teach a viewpoint of neutral history of the Middle East. The neutral history of the Middle East. So don't say who is right, who is wrong. You know, everybody is okay. It's very similar to the whole issue of, you know, what happened on October 7th. Nobody wants to talk about the background. Everybody says you start with October 7th. And this is the issue. You know, fortunately, there are many, many people in the academia who have signed letters against their own president in that university, saying that, you know, presenting conflicting viewpoints is an important part of history education. You cannot dictate what we are teaching. You let the professors and the lecturers, you know, give them that freedom to do their own research. And so this is where I would like to, you know, end with one ayat of the Quran, which is a challenge for the humanity, especially for Muslims. That we, when we deal about, you know, dealing with situations, even if the opponent is somebody who has been unfair and unjust to us, and even if we have this level of, you know, anger against that person, our attitude in dealing with that person should be on the basis of justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ma'idah, this is one of the last surahs to be revealed. Ayat number 8, he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, kunu qawwamina lillah, shuhada'a bilqist, be maintainers of justice and the bearers of witness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا. And do not let the hatred of a people, because of their own, you know, unjust behavior towards you, do not let the hatred of a people incite you not to be just and fair, because this is أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. This is, you know, to be just and fair, even with an enemy, is closer to this issue of piety and righteousness. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and fear displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is aware of what you do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all sensible human beings, especially the Muslims, the ability to live by that, you know, very noble value.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life? Still alive. Oh, yeah. I will caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every storm and every tree. There's no matter what they do, your soul.